Welcome to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. I am your writer-in-chief, Rosalind Jackson. I am a lover of words, and that love led me to a passion for writing. And what's the next best thing to writing? Talking about writing. So kick back and join me for mind-blowing chats about writing, covering everything from screenplays to novels to poetry, from nonfiction books to songwriting, and much more. So today's episode, I'm going to review Ocean's 8, and I have a guest with me today who's also going to chime in with her opinions. Her name is Lavetta Cannon, and she has a podcast called Notorious Women, and I'll let her tell you guys all about it. You got to check it out. It's amazing.
Check, 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 check. Am I on? What's up, everybody? It's Lavetta here. Yes, my podcast. First of all, thank you for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome.
My podcast is Notorious Women Podcast, so check it out. It's basically a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women. Some are heroic, some are horrific, but they're all notorious, baby. You like that? That's smooth, right?
I like it. I like it.
So check it out, guys.
Yes, definitely. And I had the privilege of being a guest co-host on her podcast a couple of weeks ago. And the subject we did was First Lady and First Felon.
Yes. Check it out.
And I talked about Melania Trump.
You can't even get it out.
I hate to say her name in the same sentence with First Lady, you know. And then your person was?
My person was Denise Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a serial killer.
Yeah. So those are the topics she gets into.
Deborah Denise Brown, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so she gets into to women who make an impact, whether good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we did Fannie Lou Hamer, too.
Okay.
You know, a couple months ago, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Fannie couldn't be as far away from,
right,
know, serial killers you can get.
Exactly.
But and you are awesome, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Like, seriously, one of my favorite. I was listening back to it. Yep.
Oh, wow.
You were great.
Oh, thank you so much. I had so much fun doing it. And it's a coincidence because this movie that we're reviewing ties in with your topics that you do on your podcast.
Yeah.
And the women in Ocean's 8 are notorious women.
Yep, they definitely are. They're bad girls that we love.
Right, exactly. So like I said, we're going to review Ocean's 8. And for those who aren't aware of the movie, well, there's going to be spoilers. So if you haven't seen it yet, go see it and then come back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But we're going to, you know, get into some spoilers. So be ready. But Ocean's 8 is based off of course, the famous Ocean's 11. Did it start out with 11?
Yeah. And there was a original one with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And
well, the old school one.
Yeah. The old school one. Yeah.
And then the fast forward to the new school one with George Clooney. My baby daddy, he don't know it. Don't tell Amel. Is that his woman's, his wife's
name? Yeah, Amel.
Don't tell her about it.
Or Amal, excuse us.
Amal, okay. But he my secret baby daddy. He's just so fine. But anyway. So it's based off of that movie. And the lead character, you know what? I don't even know her name. I didn't write her name down. But it's Sandra Bullock's character.
Yeah, she's his sister.
Yeah, she's his sister, Danny Ocean. And I completely forgot her name. Like, actually, I don't remember any of the characters' main names. So I'll be describing them as
Sandra Bullock
and Kate Blanchett and Rihanna. I remember Rihanna's name. It was Nineball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so the rest of them, it'll just be...
And Mindy, Kaylin.
Yeah. So basically, she has been in prison for 5 years, and she was framed by her boyfriend at the time, and she has spent that whole 5 years plotting and planning how she was going to get back at him.
Yeah, that's my kind of girl.
Okay.
Vindictive, yes.
And that part of it was undercover. We didn't really know that that was her scheme. We just thought she was planning to rob the Met Gala by robbing this rare $150 million Cartier necklace off of this actress who was going to wear
it. Okay, can we just stop? Mm-hmm. That there's something in the world, mm-hmm. a piece of jewelry that's worth $150 million.
Yes.
When they said that, I was like, I'm sorry, did I hear that right? What the hell?
Yes, $150 million. And apparently it had been locked up in the vault for years and nobody had ever seen it. And her goal was to get this actress to wear it so that it could be brought out into the public and she can get access to it. So she got her to wear it to the Met Gala, and then that's where her plan kicks off and they all find a way to sneak in and get the necklace from her. So that's basically the plot.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the plot line?
Well, I thought, first of all, my first impression of it was, okay, can we just talk about the opening scene after she gets out of prison?
Uh-huh.
And she goes into the department store.
Yes.
And then ends up in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me as a black woman, I was just so enraged that could work, but it only can work for a white woman.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was so annoyed. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Because we all know that happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that she just had a white lady fit.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, and only reason I say the movie, because I adore Sandra Bullock.
Right.
So, you know, she's the only one that can make it work. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she gets out of prison. She has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she just pulls a scam
uh-huh.
right away. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, actually takes the stuff off of the counter
right.
and goes up to the counter lady. It was like, I want to return these. I mean, it's so simple. And they fall for it because she has a white, she shows white lady tears or
exactly,
white lady anger.
Exactly. And you know, that's a powerful thing, white lady tears.
Yep. And it kind of, or, you know, white lady, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, how dare you, you know, I'm having a hard day,
mm-hmm.
You know, my yoga teacher was late and, you know, and I mean, I was so annoyed by that whole sequence.
I was
that it worked.
Same thing.
And it only worked because it wouldn't have worked for another race of woman.
Exactly.
Like, if Mindy Kaling's character tried to pull that wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have went
if
down.
If Rihanna's
it
character tried to pull it wouldn't have worked.
Exactly, because they're always given the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and who's the Asian lady who is so funny? Apparently she's going to be in the upcoming film, Crazy Rich Asians. But she's so funny. Like, any woman of color wouldn't have worked.
Right. She played the pickpocket character,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was great.
She has an unusual name.
Yeah, she was so good, though. She was so funny
mm-hmm.
and very likable.
I liked her character.
Yeah, so that, for me, kind of put me on. I was like, Lovetta, it's, you know, because I like an all-female cast. Like, that's my jam.
Yes.
I have to say, overall, I felt like it wasn't as sexy
mm-hmm.
as I would have hoped.
Yeah.
Because I love the first Ocean movie, the
mm-hmm.
remake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my jam. That
yes.
movie's so good. It's
yes.
so sexy. I love the fact that Brad Pitt is eating the entire time with his
right.
fine ass, like, just in that suit.
And you know what? Normally, Brad Pitt doesn't do it for me, but
mm-hmm.
when he's in the Ocean's movies,
yeah.
he has this very sexiness about him.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, all right, Brad, I'll see you.
Yeah, I'm from the other opinion. Like, I didn't like him with Legends of the Fall. I hate that movie because it's so annoying. But I didn't really fall for Brad Pitt until I saw him in 12 Monkeys.
Because
he's really a character actor in the leading man's body. Like,
okay.
I love it when he does, like, those crazy...
Yeah.
I loved Fight Club. Love Fight Club.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
And so, yeah, so for me, overall, Ocean's 8 just lacked... I just thought it would be sexier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why, because all these women are gorgeous.
Yeah.
I kind of have a girl crush on Kate Blanchett because she's so fucking talented.
But they did have, like, a little back and forth between them because, like, they were ex-lovers, right?
They kind of hinted at that, but they never
yeah,
came out
like,
and said it.
Yeah, they didn't. It wasn't, like, confirmed. They didn't, like, outright say it, but you could tell from their conversation and their back and forth.
And her character was kind of sexy.
Yeah.
She was kind of like, she was doing an androgynous kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and kind of like the Brad Pitt kind of thing. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know, for some reason I thought, I mean, you have Rihanna, who's
yeah.
just, I mean, you can't take your eyes off of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these, like, beautiful women who I love, but just overall, I didn't feel hypnotized by the glamour also.
Right.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, because like overall, I liked it, but I wasn't in love with it.
Yes, I would agree.
And I felt like it was too close. It was too like matchy-matchy with the original. Well, not the original, but the George Clooney one.
Yeah, the Ocean's 11, not 12
yeah,
or 13.
Yeah, but Ocean's 11. I felt like it was kind of like repeating it. Like her character, Sandra Bullock's character, she felt like a copy of Danny.
Yeah, it's almost like they were trying to, because I think unfortunately with Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. the remake, mm-hmm. they went so far away from the original mm-hmm. that I feel like with this one, they were mm-hmm. trying to stick close to the original. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think there has to be a space in between both mm-hmm. of those that's mm-hmm. like the sweet spot. But for me, it just didn't feel like also the idea of setting it at the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I know the Met Gala is really, you know, it's about fashion mm-hmm. and I don't know. Maybe the theme should have been different. I don't know. It's just something was missing. I liked it, but I didn't love it. Like you said.
Yeah. I felt like it should have been a bigger heist.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, or you know what I also think could have added to it? Mm. I think that there was no real villain.
That's true.
I was thinking about that the other night. That. There's no real villain. And in Ocean's 11, mm-hmm. Andy Garcia's character is really the villain and they steal from him.
Right, right.
And I think maybe that would have added what we think is missing.
That must have been it because I couldn't think of like something about it was missing. And I couldn't think about it. But you're absolutely right. There was no villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like they could have made... what's the comedian guy's name that played the insurance broker?
James Corbin.
Yeah.
He could have been. Is it Corden or Corbin? Corden.
I think it might be Corbin. Okay. But they could have made him the villain because his character, I liked his character.
His character was funny.
He was funny.
Yeah.
But they should have made him more of the villain.
Yeah. You know, they should have hyped. I think maybe had he come in earlier.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then they hyped up him chasing them.
Yeah.
Maybe perhaps.
Yes.
And then they do another heist.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I remember about Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. What I loved about it is that we think they're setting up this heist. And all along, they had already stolen it.
Right.
Because, like, that was their big reveal, which mm-hmm, I love. And they mm-hmm. had a big reveal in this one.
Yeah.
Which I liked. I liked. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that makes more sense. Because I was mm-hmm. like, $150 million split 8 ways.
Right.
You know, and then if they pay off the insurance guy, mm-hmm, I was mm-hmm. like, I don't think, I mean, it's still millions of dollars, but.
Right.
That's what it was. I think it was missing a villain.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. And I thought that, I mean, the acting's great. I mean, these women are, you know, they're mm-hmm. like the creme de la creme. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what it was. I thought that there was no real villain
mm-hmm.
to kind of distract us from then the big reveal.
Right, right. And let's see, what other characters stood out to me? I wanted to see more of Rihanna's character.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was so intriguing as far as being black and female and a hacker.
Yeah,
I want to see more characters like that.
With her dreadlocks. Yeah. Her
locks. And then the fact that she had a sister
who was
equally smart and, you know, did her thing. So I was like, I want to see a movie about them, you know?
You know, it's so funny. When I was watching the movie, because, you know, Rihanna, Rihanna's musical persona is mm-hmm. so, like, you know, sexy mm-hmm. and, like, you know, sexual bravada, you know, that she has. But in the movie, she felt shy to me.
She was quiet. Her character was, like, low-key.
Yeah, and I know after the movie opened, she posted, like, it was number mm-hmm. one, and she was like, I'm so mm-hmm. thankful, and, you know. And I think it's, you know, it could be something that... Because she's been in a couple other movies that didn't do well, I think.
Yeah, I remember she was in some movie that had to do with, like, the Navy or something.
Yeah, like...
Because isn't that where she got her name for her fans? Isn't that when
so.
She started calling them her Navy?
Yeah, and that movie bombed.
Yeah.
Not because of Rihanna, just because it bombed. It was one of those big, big budget movies.
Yeah.
Based on a game or something. Battleship, I think. Battleship?
Yeah. I think that was it.
And so I feel like, but when I saw her in the movie, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I think Rihanna's probably kind of shy. Like, which I thought was so cute. I mean, she was great. I love the Mindy Kaling character. I like how mm-hmm. they introduced her character.
Yeah.
I love, I love it once they got the necklace.
Uh-huh.
That whole like sequence was really great.
Yeah, like when she started breaking down the necklace and chopping it up. I was like, oh wow.
And then the teenager's moving, like it's like, oh, are they gonna get it? Are they gonna get it? Yeah. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I thought that was cool how she was just like breaking it down right there. Yeah. Like on the spot. We got to do this right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that was how they snuck it out of there. Cause obviously they weren't going to be able to sneak it out as a whole piece.
Right. Right.
And so they just snuck it out and she made everybody's little pieces individually, like on the spot. I was like, girlfriend knew her thing.
Oh,
Her skill set was incredible.
And I like the Anne Hathaway reveal. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
You know?
I did like how her character just decided, like, you know, I want to do some bad shit too, you know. I think she was probably bored with her little actress life and being a starlet and everybody kissing up to her, and she was like, I need some craziness in my life, so I'm going to go out here and just do some bad shit.
I like that. You know, I wanted Helena Bonham Carter, who is also, I have a talent crush on her. She's so amazing. The fashion designer.
Oh, okay.
She's in Fight Club, now I think about it.
Okay.
I wanted her to be more Helena Bonham Carter, like kind of wacky. She was very subdued. Maybe that's what it is. Everybody seemed more subdued than I thought they were going to be. And then there's no major villain.
Right, right.
You know, but I did like it. Like, I mean, listen, I am of the opinion, I will go on record to say this, Batman versus Superman is one of the worst movies ever. It was so bad, it made me angry.
I didn't see that one.
So anybody who wants to give all female cast any kind of shit can suck it. Because Batman versus Superman is one of the worst movies ever made. And I like bad movies. I like bad movies.
Wow.
I'm a child of the 80s and the 90s. I like bad movies. Batman versus Superman can suck it, okay? So don't give these ladies any kind of crap about, it sucked because the ladies, you can suck it. There's plenty of movies that suck that have men in them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, so they were, like I said, they were great. They all did a great job. It was just that one element that was missing.
Yeah, it was the villain.
Yeah. I think that was what held it back from being better than it could have been.
Yeah, but I did like seeing them. And also, I think maybe that's what you were alluding to. They kept going back to Danny's character. Like, she kept, like talking to him and going to his mausoleum or something. And, like, and at the beginning and the end. And I was like, I thought that was, like, a little bit too much.
Yeah, I don't think it was needed.
I don't think so either.
But I think they tried to link it, you know, to link the two together. But I don't think it was needed because I was expecting him when she said, you better be in there. I was expecting him to pop up.
Right.
And I think he may pop up some later on in another movie, either another Oceans with her or his own Oceans movie. I think he may pop up later because if I remember correctly, in the last, what was it, Oceans 13?
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing about him dying or anything or any hint of it.
I don't really remember. Like I said, 12 and 13 I didn't like as much because 11 is so good. But no, I don't remember him dying at all. Like,
yeah, there was like nothing that led up to that. So
because the whole point of those movies is that at the end they get away with it. It's like you feel good, right?
Right. So I think him being dead is some kind of con that he's pulling off.
Oh yeah.
And maybe like in the next movie they'll pull off a con together.
Maybe. I mean, they don't even need him or what have you. I think if they do an Ocean's 9, if you will, I think that they will probably learn from their lessons. I just felt like it felt subdued.
Yeah.
Like I said, because, I mean, all those women are powerhouses. They've all, you know, had wonderful careers. They all are so funny and talented and capable. But I felt like, you know, I felt they were subdued.
Yeah.
I felt like the only one that kind of did what she set up her character to do all the way through was the Kate Blanchett character.
Yeah.
Because she was sort of like the Brad Pitt character in the Ocean's 11's franchise. Like, sort of like just, you know, she's there for support.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and she shows up sort of dressed. I loved her wardrobe. It was beautiful.
Yes.
But yeah, that was my overall thing. But like you said, I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah. I like the fact that her character was like she owned her own bar and, you know, she was in charge and stuff. And I like that about her.
Yeah. And she, and then even need the ex-boyfriend. I thought that kind of complicated it a little bit. But it was comic relief, you know, kind of setting him up. That was kind of fun. But you're right. I think they needed a major villain. And it'd be great if the major villain was like, I don't know, who could it be? Like Cher or like, you know, someone unexpected. Yeah, somebody, you should be like, you know, I don't, maybe a woman of color, you know.
Viola.
Yeah, someone you don't expect. That would have been great. Like, she's totally, like, cock-blocking her or badge-blocking her.
She would kill it.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were missing, like, a major villain.
Yep.
You know, so as they were doing the heist, that was exciting. And you weren't sure if they're going to pull it off.
Right.
But if they had had the heist along with the villain trying to sabotage them at every moment, that would have made it even more entertaining.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And let's see. What, I'm trying to think what I didn't like.
Other than the beginning sequence?
Yeah, other than the fact that there was no villain.
like and I said, the white lady privilege sequence in the beginning.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, I didn't like the fact that it felt like a copycat of Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know it's the same franchise and everything, but it should have stood on its own. It just felt like they were kind of like following the dotted lines, you know, and trying to stay with the franchise. But I'm like, no, you guys, they should have had their own personalities, especially her name was Debbie Ocean.
Yeah.
Her character, she was basically the same as Danny. And I thought she should have had like a completely different personality.
Yeah, you know, I think it's so interesting because I just went to this this like screening of a documentary that's coming out called Half the Picture. I highly recommend your listeners going out and checking it out when it comes out in theaters. But it's basically about female directors in Hollywood.
Okay.
And their struggles and like any woman trying to break through a male-dominated thing. Mm-hmm. And they were just saying, and you know, we all can relate to this. If you don't fit into the straight white male category, we all can relate to this. Like basically, if people are always telling you, oh, questioning, are you good enough? Is this going to be good enough? Then you kind of get in your head sometimes, right?
That's true.
And so I feel like, and I feel like the same thing happened with the women of Ghostbusters.
I didn't see that one.
I feel like, I liked it too. I felt like they were holding back. And I think because they listened to the trollosphere out there on Twitter and beyond.
Right.
Telling them, man, this is going to shuck because girls are in it. Screw you. Like, and they got in their head a little bit.
It's
because
like, don't let them do that to you. Get out there and do your thing.
Yeah, and I think they did because, like you said, you're right. Her character wasn't really distinctive. You know, and I feel like they were trying so hard to connect it with Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
That they were probably perhaps not as focused on making it its own thing.
Right.
Perhaps that may have happened. Because as you said that, that's what popped into my head, that perhaps it got into their head. So then they kind of pulled away from maybe some very bold things that they were going to do.
Well, that was a mistake because that is the thing that kept it from being great. I think.
Because I did like it. It is enjoyable. It is enjoyable. Like it's not Batman versus Superman.
But just the idea of a group of women coming together and pulling off a job like this, even though it may not have been as big as, you know, Robert a Casino, but it was still in terms of stealing stuff, it was big. You know, you're stealing a $150 million Cartier necklace. That is a big thing.
Yeah.
But from what you expect from an Ocean's movie, it should have been equal to robbing a casino.
Yeah, it's kind of like, remember, I don't know if you remember the first one, I was thinking of this with Casey Affleck and the guy who's on one of the guys who's on Hawaii 5-0 now, Scott Kahn.
Okay.
So their characters are together. They're like the youngins. And I just remember them, like, with Bernie Mac. I guess Bernie Mac worked in the casino or something.
Uh-huh.
And, like all of these other characters that come in and, like, interrupt what's going on, like,
yes.
major characters, you know, along with the Andy Garcia character being a love interest to the ex-girlfriend and then being, we're not sure if he's a bad guy, but then he reveals himself to be a bad guy.
Right.
And so he's a major villain. All of that really added to, like, the excitement of,
yeah.
are they going to get caught? Are they going to be able to pull this off?
Yeah.
Whereas in this movie, I felt like they're going to pull it off. It was only towards the end, once they actually got the necklace, where
right.
I was like, I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought that... The individual characters didn't get their shine. I felt like they spent
That's
a
true.
Lot more time on the plot than they did the characters.
That's true.
You know, because I did want to know, I wanted to see more of each of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, they only kind of hinted at that with the food truck. With Kate Blanchett's character where she was about to leave and then the people came up and they were like, yo, it's right there.
I don't remember that
You
scene.
Remember that? That's the only one that they kind of did. But I, like you said, I wish I had seen that more for the other characters.
Right,
like the Rihanna
right.
character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but just felt like she was able, other than the hiccup with the clasp on the back of the necklace,
right.
they really didn't run into any, like...
Yeah, because we didn't see her... Well, we kind of just saw her, like, pecking on the computer. But I wanted to see, like, the details of... what she was doing.
I mean, they did do that, to be fair, with the guy, because I remember this because I love dogs, the guy, how she got access to the guy's computer.
Which
remember? So the guy, she looked on his Facebook. This is why you got to be careful when
oh,
you put
yes.
on Facebook.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he had all the dogs on there.
That's
so then
right.
she put the little ad up there, like flashing.
Yeah. Oh,
leg.
Yeah, she did. She did do that. I forgot about that.
That
one.
Was cute. Like, but we wanted to see that play out even
right.
with the other characters, like
right.
the Mindy Kaling character
yes.
or, you know, the Pickpockets character or
yes.
something like that. Like,
yeah, she was funny. I think her name is Awkwafina. Is that
Awkwafina,
her name?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
Awkwafina.
Like, where in the world did she get that name?
It's definitely a stage name. Like, that's a great name, though.
Yeah.
She was funny.
She was funny. Her character was funny.
Yeah, it is good for her. I like to see new blood. I thought that was refreshing to see someone like her because she's new.
Yeah, I had never seen her before.
To break out, at least she's new to us, to break out new talent. I like that, you know, with established people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to see a version of that that Rihanna thing with the guy because she was like, poor guy.
That was so funny. He was like so into it. He was like, ooh, dogs.
And I was in the audience like, oh, I totally would have been a sucker for that. No, don't click on weird links, people.
Okay. But yeah. I guess I just wanted to see another movie with Rihanna doing that.
Okay. I know, right? Well, we're getting ready for the Lupita Rihanna one. So,
yeah.
But yeah, hopefully with this, like I said, we both agree we liked it, but we didn't love it.
Right.
So
right.
hopefully if they get another chance, because it did well at the box office.
Yeah.
Which is great. And which makes it equal, because there's a lot of movies starring mostly men
right
that we like but we didn't love
exactly
that get sequels
exactly
so,
all the time
again again Batman versus Superman. How can you be Superman? You just rich Batman. I know being rich is a superpower, but it ain't a superpower to be Superman, because he's Superman. I'm sorry. Let me get off my rant. I'm so upset. It's like, what?
I didn't see that one.
You girl, you ain't missing nothing. I almost went to the box office and be like, I want my money back. This movie sucks.
When did that come out?
A while ago. And I'm still holding on to it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still holding on to it.
So who would you say of all the characters was your favorite?
Oh, I would say... because I'm biased towards Rihanna because she's so beautiful. I would say I actually like the Awkwafina character.
Okay.
Maybe I have to say, you know, it's a toss up between her and the Kate Blanchett character. I did like the Kate Blanchett character because she, I just love Kate Blanchett. She was robbed for Elizabeth. She should have won that Oscar.
Mm.
But she had a very like a coolness.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sense of her personality.
Yes.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I loved her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between her and the Awkwafina character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
because of the whole hacker thing. Like, yeah. I'm like fascinated with people who can hack stuff. I don't want nobody hacking me, but I think it's like, if you're gonna do it, just you're not harming people.
Yeah, I think
that part of it can be fascinating. Like with characters like Garcia on mm-hmm. Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
yeah.
like her character, and the one on NCIS. Is that the one?
Oh, is it Abby?
Yeah. I think her character recently left the show.
Yeah.
But I liked her character. So I like to see women in those type of like hacker roles.
Have you ever seen the movie Hackers?
No.
It's from like 91 or 2. It's Angelina Jolie, a young really? Angelina Jolie with her first husband, Johnny Lee Miller.
Oh.
The guy who plays Sherlock Holmes on Elementary. And he's a British actor. And they're, like, young kids. And Angelina Jolie, I just remember her hair. She has a weird, like, haircut. And she's dark, you know. And they're hackers.
Oh, no, I haven't even...
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of that one.
You should check it out. But, yeah, she's a hacker. It's cool. Out. You're right. It's always cool to see, like, a female hacker.
Yeah, yeah. And especially a black hacker. Like,
yeah.
You don't hear about them. I'm sure they exist, but you don't hear about them. Yeah.
I love her big old... locks, like they were huge. They look like the real kind of locks.
Okay.
You know, like the original, like Rastafarian
exactly,
locks.
Yeah, I like so she was my favorite character. And then if I had to have a runner up, I would say it was Sandra Bullock's character.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, even though I felt like she should have had a different personality, I just like the fact that she was the mastermind and pulled off that heist. Like, she thought about it for 5 years and was like, I'm gonna get back at this fool for putting me in jail. So that's what I like the mastermind of her character.
Yeah, you know, that now that you say that, that's very revolutionary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That it's a woman who thought of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not surprised, because I don't know why everyone knows women are smarter than men. I don't know why people act like this is not fact.
Right?
So.
Yeah, we said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I will stand by that. I mean, all you got to do is look at your kids. Your little boy and your little girl. Your little boy, not so much. Just keep it real.
But you're right.
You know, on film, though, because, mm-hmm. you know, TV and film and media is culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a little girl, you know, let's say a little girl 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a young woman, and she looks at that film and she's like, hell yeah. Like,
right.
You know?
Right. And the other thing I like about it was this was an opportunity for women to be bad if they wanted to.
Exactly.
It went against what society expects of women, that we have to always be goody two shoes and be on our best behavior.
And be perfect.
You can't be angry, you know, and anything like that. It's like, women have all the same feelings and emotions that men have.
Absolutely.
It's just that we're socialized in different ways, and we suppress certain things and they suppress certain things.
Yep.
And I think if a woman wants to, you know, have an attitude for the day or for 2 days or 2 weeks or whatever, she should be able to do that mm-hmm. without somebody shaming her for it.
Right.
You know, so that's what... I like about this movie. They were bad girls, and they didn't care who knew or what anybody thought about it. And they were like, we're being who we are. We don't care if you don't like it.
And they did it for the money.
Right. Exactly.
Because ladies like money too.
Okay. It's like, I personally, I'm not trying to rob nobody.
No.
But if I wanted to, that's my choice.
Yeah, women steal too. It's not always just, you know, and not always, you know, so interesting, because like, now that you say that, you're right. They're being bad girls. And it's maybe that's why they tamp down on the set. Sexuality. Maybe that could be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say sexy, it doesn't have to be about like sex per se, but just like, you know, you're mesmerized by the glamour. I feel like maybe the setting, I wanted to see more glamour, if that makes sense. I know there's diamonds, but I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But like, you're right. Like, I love the fact that they were like, how much are we going to get? Okay. And then you saw what they did with their money.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I love the fact that what's her name? Anne Hathaway's character. She was like, forget being an actress. I'm directing now, foo. Okay. She was like, I'm running this now. I like that.
Yep.
And then what were the other characters? What did they do? I know they all like did something. I can't remember
Helena Bonham characters was a fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
So she opened up her store again. Because remember, she was in debt $18 million.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
How they roped her in. The Awkwafina character got her own loft.
Okay.
And she was doing videos.
Oh, yeah. She was skateboarding around. Yeah. And like, I guess you could say she was like a YouTube star or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
What did the Mindy Kaling character do with hers? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I think she probably started her own business because remember in the beginning when they introduced her, she was just like, "Mom, no, you know, she's working for a family business,
right?"
I
can't remember what she did though.
And I think Kate Blanchett's character just stop putting water into vodka bottles. I remember looking at that. I was like, is that a thing? Can I get in on that? I'm just saying.
Okay.
But I did love how they did approach the relationship of women with money.
Mm.
Instead of waiting for men to marry well or to, you know, they were like, yeah, we want the money too.
Exactly. They were like, we're going to go out and get it ourselves, make it ourselves.
Yeah. What was that old saying? They asked a guy, the bank robber, why you rob banks? He's like, that's where the money is. Duh. Like, so I love how they did it for the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that line that Debbie said, where I forget what scene it was, but she said something about she didn't want a man to do whatever it was, that the little scheme that they were cooking up at the moment. She said, because men are seen.
She
was basically like, a woman, this is perfect for a woman to do because nobody's going to pay attention to a woman that closely.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So I was like, that's a good point.
Yep.
She's so right.
Yep. And they don't think, you know, it's so funny. Occasionally, a prejudice works in your favor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's kind of like black people being kidnapped for terrorists. That old Dave Chappelle joke. But like, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
They'll notice a man, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but they won't notice a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they just, except that guy, her ex.
Yes.
He was just like, wait a minute. She was there. I love how she got him back.
I was like, that's what you get. You little punk.
Oh. Okay. Man, I love it how she just got him. So, and I love it how they roped in the insurance guy too.
Yes.
Yeah. But it would have been nice if seen like a Anna Wintour like type be the villain or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just wanted
They had her character in there. I'm like, was that really her?
Yeah, it was really her.
Okay.
At first I didn't think it was, but I think that I'm pretty sure that was really her.
Okay. Because I did see cameos of other celebrities that were in there, and I was shocked to see that. I was like, that was cool.
That was really cool.
But
Yeah, I really liked it, but you're right. I love the fact that they were just like, yeah, we can be bad girls. Like, or bad girls, we just want the money.
Right.
I mean.
Exactly. And also, I like the fact that they were, even though they were thieves and they were stealing more so from the establishment.
Oh, yeah. You got to steal from.
Instead of, you know, individual people.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes you, you know, give them a little pass, you know, because if you're stealing from Cartier has the insurance to cover their diamond necklace. But, you know.
Yeah, we're not saying going to Cartier tomorrow and then try and steal some gems.
Yeah, because you're going to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
And we're not putting no money on your books.
Nope. We are not condoning thievery at Cartier, okay?
Right, but I'm just saying for the sake of the movie. You know, they're stealing from the man or from the establishment, you know, you can give them a little pass.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Like, if they had a villain and they were stealing from the villain.
Right.
You know, but maybe that's where they wanted to separate from the original.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, it'd be funny. I don't know. I hope that they do a sequel.
I do, too.
Because I think it deserves a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really think, I have a feeling that the sequel will pop. Like, it'll be lit. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I think so.
So, but I did like it.
Okay.
I did like it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
I did. I liked it, too.
Popcorn, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that wraps it up for Ocean's 8. And like I said, I hope you have seen it, because if not, then we just ruined it for you, but you'll forgive us.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, that is it for us. Any closing words you want to say?
No, just thank you again for having me. And you're if people want to check out my podcast,
yes,
they can find us at NotoriousWMPod@gmail.com mm-hmm. or on Twitter at NotoriousWMPod.
Right.
And also our Instagram is Notorious Women Podcast.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Check them out.
Thanks for taking the time to tune in to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog at www.wordygirlent.com. That's WordyGirlEnt.com. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at WordyGirlEnt and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WordyGirlEnt. And always remember, it all begins with a single word. So what are you waiting for? Go write.